Well, thank you, choir, for waking us up. Not only with your voice, but with the message of your song. It was quite wonderful and fitting to our message this morning. I am not your preacher this morning. I hope that you are happier too. You know, this morning's a special day because we were able to get hold of Reverend Leo Alconga. He's not new to us, been here before. And he is also related to Sister Yole and Ate Aida. And also, I believe he is the ninong of Brother Ferdy and Sister Giselle in their wedding. But behind that are greater ministry that the Lord has given him. He's a director of so many things. With the free mission churches in the Philippines, the Asia director in biblical ministry, also chairman in Philippines Missions Association, board member of Asia Center for Missions, and also secretary of the board in Phoebus College. It's a Bible school in the Philippines, and the list are so on and so on. But with that is the blessing of the Lord, because he's also had served in many ways as a pastor, and he's quite, I know that he's popular also in the Philippines. The last time I saw him on television praying for President Aquino not so long ago. But today is a special day for us. Please come, Pastor Leo, and bless us with the Lord's message through you. Thank you, Pastor.
To God be the glory. Great, great things he has done. Thank you, Pastor Saldi, for that kind introduction. Thank you for coming this morning. We were a little bit disturbed by the changing of the streets and the route going here. But praise God, you are here. I'm glad to be here. I don't know with you. There are many memories that came to mind. The first song that we sang a while ago, How Great Thou Art, is the first song I learned, even when I was not yet a Christian. But I learned it more when I was already in the orphanage. I grew up in the orphanage. Thank you. Is this living water? And then the song of the choir. I used to preach on the title, Stand Still, I Am Your God. You remember that story of the crossing of the Red Sea. When they were about to cross, they saw behind them the army, the whole army of King Pharaoh. They panicked. They were so afraid. They blamed Moses. And then Moses was about to blame God. But then God said, stand still. I'm engaged in Bible ministry, and one of our work is Bible translation. And one time our Bible translation translators were asking me, what is the translation of be still? I said, you sleep over it and come back tomorrow and we will discuss it. And one of the translators the next day was so excited. He said, I know now the meaning of that phrase, stand still. I asked him, what was your discovery? And he said, stand still means manigaska. I'm glad to be here. You know, whenever I'm here, I am staying at the Samonte Hotel. Under the kindness, generosity of Brother Roland and Sister Yuli. When I'm here, the manager of my schedule is Sister Yuli. That's why you were able to invite me, because of her. I forgot to ask how many minutes I will be taking. The Pastor Saldi said, it's up to you. It's dangerous. But I am a follower of the pastoral beatitudes. In Pastoral Beatitudes, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, blessed is the pastor who speaks short, for he will be invited again. So if I speak long, and you have another engagement, you can go. You are free to go. I am used to speak without people because I was radio broadcaster for 12 years. You speak only on the microphone. You do not know if people are listening to you. One day I was so inspired. And then I saw the operator crying. I said, wow, you were so inspired of my message. So I give more. Then after a while I finished, and then I went to him and asked him, were you inspired by my message? He said, no. Then why did you cry? I pity you. Why did you pity me? Because it has been long, long, 15 minutes. You have been speaking. You are already off the air. Pag nininervyos ang speaker, marami siyang introduction. While ago when I arrived, Sister Lynn was telling me, I remembered your message. That was 10 years ago. And I said, you know, you said about the frozen delights in the church. They are still frozen. So I'd like to meet all the frozen ones. After the service, I have some advice for you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity of gathering together. It is our desire to lift up the name of Jesus. And it is our desire to know more of you and to have a proper understanding of what life is all about under your care, especially in the storms of life. Thank you, Lord. Give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, as I speak, the Philippines is being battered by a storm. And yesterday, there were already two who died, according to the report. I did not know about that. That I will be speaking in the message entitled Strength in the Time of Storms. My friends, my brothers and sisters, What is your position in the time of storms? When you are battered by trials and temptation, when you are under the pains of experiencing causes that cause you to despair, how do you meet and be strong in the storms that come? Where lies our faith when storms of life comes? In the passage that was read to us, three important lessons that we will find. You see, in the passage, the story immediately brings us to a situation that is not normal. Because when they left the place on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, it was very quiet, peaceful. But in the middle of their journey, suddenly, according to the passage, a furious squall came and battered the ship. You must remember that all the passengers, except Jesus, were all fishermen. Used to have their livelihood in the Sea of Galilee. Used to have the storms. Used to be battered sometimes during their fishing days. But in this passage, we will find they were so afraid. They were panicking. And they even came to Jesus while Jesus was resting and sleeping. I am not sure if they have spoken with courtesy to Jesus. I am not sure that if they have awakened Jesus, it was a very gentle call for him to be awake. Because it seems that in this story of Mark chapter 4, in their being afraid, they came to Jesus, and perhaps they said, "Jesus, wake up! Do you not know that we are about to sink? Do you not care for us?" And you know, that is oftentimes the attitude of people to God. When trial comes, they say, "Oh God, where are you?" God has never abandoned his throne of power and authority. He is always there. But people keep on asking, "Where is God when these things happen to us?" You see, when Jesus Christ was crucified at the cross of Calvary, God did not abandon his throne of power, majesty, and authority. He was there. From the beginning of time, God was always there. Today, God is here. Sometimes we go to church, but we do not fully understand why we are here. Sometimes we are here, but our minds are flying out. And sometimes we are angry with the preacher. As you see, you're not meeting your brethren here. We are in a place in which we are truly reminded that God is with us. God is with us no matter what. So they awaken Jesus. "Do you not care?" I can immediately answer that. Of course God cares for us. Are you not concerned of us? Of course, God is always concerned for you and me. Tayo ang may problema. Ang Diyos walang problema eh. It is our attitude that makes us weak in our understanding of who God is in our lives, in our faith, in our walk. Lesson number one in this passage, storms often comes, but be strong. I mentioned that there were fishermen. They used to be working in the Sea of Galilee. They should not be surprised. And when storms will come in our lives, of course, sometimes we have the attitude of these disciples. But in this story, we are reminded that when storms come, we must be strong. We must be strong in our faith in God. Because storms teaches us to be strong in our faith. Storms of life teaches us to be closer to God, not to be away from God. There are people who, when they are battered by storms, trials, and needs, and sufferings, and pain, sometimes the tendency is like the wife of Jacob, of Job, not Jacob. When Job had the tremendous trials of his life, all his cattle were destroyed, all his farms were destroyed, all his sheep were destroyed, and finally all of his children were destroyed. But Job said, "It's okay. Naked I came. It's okay. I have nothing when I came. It's okay." But then the wife said, "Job, listen. Especially when he had the boils all over his body." The wife said, "Job, you do not need that. Your God is unfair. Curse God and die." Imagine that. Imagine that. Mabuti lang mga asawa dito, mababait. Saka yung mga lalaki dito ay matitibay. Mga lalaki dito, member ng bagsik. Alam niyo ba yung bagsik? Bagong alyansa, Ginoong sinasaktan, inaapi ng kabyak. Bagsik! But it was redeemed already. Thank you for that, for leading the choir. It now means bagsik, bagong alyansa, Ginoong sinisinta, iniibig ng kabyak, bagsik. Tuwang-tuwa yung mga lalaki. When storm will come, we must be strong. Because in the storm, actually, we find strength. In the storms, we discover ourselves as more than what we can do. In the storms of life, we rediscover who we are as people of God, as child of God. Secondly, the storm that came in that story, it's not only sudden, it's not only surprising, but it was furious. Lakas. Have you ever been riding on a boat or a ship and then the storm suddenly came? I experienced it. I have a very popular friend by the name of Eddie Mesa. You know him? A singer, the Elvis Presley of the Philippines. We were in a small boat crossing Iloilo to Guimaras. Then suddenly the storm came. And he was just silent. He was just praying. Then, of course, we were delivered by God to reach our destination. And then I asked him, "You are so silent. What happened to you?" He said, "I was praying, Lord, if I am not saved, save me now. That storm makes me born again." See? Here, we are being reminded to be truthful with the way we trust God. Trust. Instead of panicking, trust. Instead of being afraid, trust. Instead of not knowing what to do, trust. We are very familiar with the word, but when trials come and storms of life will come, it seems that we have abandoned that word, trust. It's a very short word, but it connotes something greater beyond our understanding. Trust means that there is someone whom we can depend upon. Trust means that we can depend upon the Word of God. Trust means that we can go to the very throne of God, pour out whatever we have, pour out whatever it is that we need to tell God about. That is trust. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to diagnose, quote unquote, our trust. Do we really trust? Do we have that, what we call attitude? Because trust is a relational in nature. It is rightly connected to God. Yung pag-trust natin sa tao, secondary lang yan. Before the choir sang, I trusted that they can sing well. And they did. Congratulations! Tapos pinalakpakan nyo, nakakahiya yung palakpak nyo, ang hina-hina. Di ba kayo, dapat pag palakpak kayo sa choir, talagang malakas. You're not clapping for them. You are clapping to God for their worship attitude to each one of us. Alam ko dito, hindi pa tayo talaga sanay mamalakpak. Alam ko. Pero okay lang yan. Because to me, it is not the outward appearance of worship that is being taken account. It is the heart that truly worship God. Whatever your mood, some of you have the mood of whispering hope in worship. Some of you have the mood of joy to the world. Talagang, pagdating na ng worship, wala na. Nawawala na. Wala na. Talagang wala na. But some of you have the attitude in worship of having that mood of silent night. Very silent. But the heart is truly connected to God. The word trust is is abounding in the Word of God. Trust in the Lord in all your ways. And He will direct your path. And then, last, marami nag-smile nang sinabi kong last. Last, the storms of life will reintroduce us to God. Imagine, they were with Jesus for many times. They were walking with Jesus. They saw His power and authority. Imagine the disciples were walking with Jesus in healing the sick, in even in the time when Jesus had given life to the dead. Opened the eyes of the blind. They saw it. In fact, in the previous verses, you will see the miracles of Jesus. And Jesus said, now let's go to the other side. They have just witnessed what Jesus has done. But here, they panic. Jesus, wake up! Don't you care that we will die? And Jesus stood up. You know, if we can put that in a dramatic movie, this scene, this is so beautiful. It says here, and Jesus got up. He woke up. He stood up. And the dramatic event of this story is this. Jesus declared His power and authority. Now listen. Many are still doubting who Jesus is. Even the disciples. Because in the last verse they said, who is He? Imagine that. For many times, almost 3 years, they were with Jesus. And when Jesus demonstrated His power and authority, I cannot express their actuation. Jesus stood up, faced the wind, and commanded the wind, wind, stop. And the wind stopped. Faced the wave, wave, stop. And the wave come. And they ask, who is He? Who is He? May I ask it to you also in a very personal way. Who is Jesus to you? Who is He to you? You have heard many, many times the name Jesus, especially when you are in the church. But again, I say to you, who is He to you? Do you know Him? Do you know Him as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you know Him as the Master of your life? Do you know Him that He is the one, the absolute one that holds your tomorrows? Do you know Him that He is the one that can give you eternal life? Do you know Him? Do you know Him that in every trials of life, Jesus is there with you and for you? See, Jesus was just literally, practically, and almost beyond measure, Jesus was with them. Kasama nila si Jesus. Imagine that. Malayo na ako sa microphone. Imagine that. That's why I said to you, do you know Jesus? Do you know Him when you pray for in the glorious name of Jesus? Do you know him? Or is it is just an expression? It is just a matter of, you know, nakasanayan lang. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I challenge you. This is not only a lesson of being strong in the storms of life, but the lesson here is that we must establish the reality of our relationship with Jesus Christ. That is the main lesson here. Now when you go out, you know, and you know beyond doubt that you have Jesus with you. And you know Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. And you know Jesus as the one who comforts you, as the one who abides with you. Wow. We have to be reintroduced who Jesus is. According to the disciples, who is he? Imagine that, as I mentioned a while ago, he was with them for many, many times until the crossing and experienced that Sea of Galilee. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in the storms of life, we do not panic. We are not afraid. We are not weary. We do not abandon our trust. But much more, we realize who Jesus is. If he can stop the wind, and if he can calm the waves, he can calm the storms of your life. There's a song which I was about to share, but then I saw in the program that it is our closing song. Sabi ko, ayaw nila akong kumanta. Kaya, kantahin na lang natin itong song na ito. A shelter in the time of storm. A very appropriate song for this meditation. And my brothers and sisters, let's not forget who we are. We are a child of God. We are under the care of Almighty God. We are His precious, precious possession that He died on the cross of Calvary for us, for our salvation, and for our eternity. God bless you all.